This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Radioactive Man. Surprised we haven't had that one before. And this is the inside of my mind. Ah, welcome to another episode of 20th Century Boy, a podcast by me, Radio Mike, not Radioactive Man. A young 20-something person trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life, which is sometimes easier than other times. I am Australia's most lovable nerd, and I appreciate you being back. Or new to my podcast. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. Do a 360 on the spot right now, because we're Australia's only winnable podcast and the world's only winnable podcast. Do that 360. And if you happen to see me in your vicinity right now, well, you've won the podcast. Come up to me, let me know. Say, Mike, I think I've won the podcast. It is hard to win the podcast at the moment because we are back in lockdown again. So this podcast is actually, this is season three, the third year of the podcast. And the podcast, therefore, two out of three seasons have been largely in lockdown. Bam, that's crazy. But here we are. It's been pretty difficult. Before we start and get into the meat, the crux of this potty, quick shout out to the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support me and support this podcast. If you really like this podcast and think it's worth at least a dollar a month, please sign up. You get a bonus podcast between me and Pat, the producer of this podcast, every fortnight, sometimes every week. Radio Tim, latest person to sign up at the $4.50 tier. If you sign up at $4.50, $4.50 or above, you actually get a free sticker pack sent out to you. So, you know, there's some incentive, a bunch of really cool stickers. So yeah, patreon.com/radiomike. Little as a dollar a month. Feel free to donate. Would love to have you on board for the Patreon. 31 patrons now. It's actually starting to look bad if you're not a patron, to be honest. So I would definitely get onto that. Thank you to everyone who watched, commented, and gave feedback on Mic Check. So weird to finally have those three episodes out. And they did really well. I really appreciate people watching the three Mic Check episodes that I made with my good friend Angus Strachan from uni, who edited and acted a little bit in all three of the episodes, I believe, which is awesome. You can see all three episodes of Mic Check on my YouTube channel or IGTV now. I'm really glad it's out there. Comedy, satirical kind of series. I do want to make more episodes, and I asked people to suggest different things that they could, that they wanted to see Mic Checked. So hopefully at the end of lockdown, we can start making them sort of semi-regularly. I really loved them, and it was awesome to get them out. So now I actually have a few sort of mini-series things on YouTube. So go and subscribe to my channel, Radio Mike. You can obviously watch episodes of this podcast in video form up on the YouTube every week. Thank you. It seems like, you know, we're getting a pretty regular sort of listenership on YouTube as well as on audio, which is great. Wherever you want to listen, feel free to listen. Mic Check is on there. And then if you also want to check out Mike's Monthly Movies, which is a monthly movie vlog, that's another series that I do on YouTube. New episode coming hopefully this week. It's a monthly movie vlog where I talk about every movie I watched in a month. Seems to be getting a bit of traction, which is awesome. As well as Mike Plays Games with Friends. There's four episodes of that up, with Lewis Spears, Keelan Brown, Jack Post, and Luke Kidgel, where I play various video games with friends and film it. That was a really fun series to make as well. Also head to radiomike.com.au if you just want to see all of my content in one place. And I should do a little content update. I'll read this out. Welcome to the radio family, Radio H. Don Burke. Oh, H. Dog Burke, not Don Burke. Let's not mention Don Burke on this podcast. H. Dog Burke. Hey, Mike, love all of your content. Just wanted to say, keep up the good work. Get in touch anytime. Radio.mike on Insta, radiomikepod@gmail.com, radiomike.com.au. /contact, I believe. You can get in touch with me there. Bit of a content announcement. I've decided, this is probably annoying for some people, but probably not. I'm just going to start putting all of my stuff on the one YouTube channel for a bit. I like separated it by putting Harry Potter and the Boys on its own channel. Decided I'm just not going to do that. And I'm just going to put Harry Potter and the Boys and everything I do will be on my one YouTube channel, Radio Mike. Don't care. Don't at me. It's all going to be on the one channel. So basically, if you want to see Harry Potter and the Boys, if you want to see Mike Talks, if you want to see Mike Check, if you want to see Mike Plays Games with Friends, if you want to see Mike's Monthly Movies, 20th Century Boy, whatever you want to see, it's all going to be on the Radio Mike YouTube channel moving forward. So definitely please go and subscribe to that. Trivia question of the week is a new thing. Last week, Radio Mel got it. This week's question, there's one at the start of every episode for new people, and there's a tally. You'll get a prize if you are the winner at the end of the year, I guess. This week's question was, in the 2002 film Ice Age, who is the voice of Manny the Mammoth? Radio Alex, welcome to the radio family. Lots of people did get this, including Radio Mel. You did get it correct. You did leave a voice message. You must answer in voice message form. 1-800-438-353, 1-800-GET-FUCKED. You must do that. But unfortunately, Radio Alex beat you to it with the correct answer. Radio Alex, thank you.
Hey there, Radio Mike. It's Radio Alex here. I'm just currently on the toilet doing a poo and was listening to your podcast. And yeah, you're trying to tell me someone voiced that mammoth. That's actually real footage. No voice actor did that. All right, it was Ray Romano. All right, get fucked.
Correct, it was Ray Romano. Well done, Alex. You are now on 1 point. Mel also on 1 point. If you listen to this podcast for a long time, you know that I love Everybody Loves Raymond. So, you know, bit of a no-brainer there. This week's trivia question, though, remember to call up 1-800-438-353. First person to call in with the answer wins. Here is the question. This Is It is an album by which American rock band? I will repeat the question. This Is It. Hang on. No, I've written this wrong. Fuck. I've written the question wrong, guys. The question should be, sorry, I've written down the question. The question should be, ignore what I said before. Is This It is an album by which American rock band? I repeat, Is This It is an album by which American rock band? First person to answer gets a point on the trivia scoreboard. Would love as many people calling in as possible, even if you don't, you can't Google it, obviously. It's an honesty system, but you can leave a message if you're not 100% sure. Let's get some wrong answers in there too. No shame in that. Okay, before we move on, one more thing that we need to plug. And I'm going to get Pat, producer of the show, on the line to plug this because Pat's just decided we do something. He's trying to explain it to me. I don't really get it. So we're going to get Pat on the line now and get him to explain this new thing that he wants to do. So let's, I'm just going to connect to the Rodecaster. Sorry, guys, here we go. Pat's going to jump on, see what he has to say.
Morning.
Pat, how are you, man? Just recording the podcast, just so you know you're on air. So don't say
anything. Oh, beautiful.
Silly.
Hello, everybody.
G'day, Pat. Okay. I've just explained to the listeners that you've set something up, you want to do something, you've tried to explain it to me, I don't really get it. So here's the floor. You need to explain to everyone the thing that you've done, why people should be excited about it, and etc. Your time starts now, there is no time limit, and I'm not keeping time. Go.
Beautiful. So basically we've set up a Redbubble page, and Redbubble is a website where basically you upload whatever designs you want, and they print it on demand. And what Mike and I have decided is, since the fans love our old and classic designs, we thought, you know, we'd bring a few back. And so we've started out small. We've just started with a small selection of designs and also a new one.
And you haven't, sorry, Pat, you haven't mentioned we're talking stickers here. We're talking
stickers. Podcast stickers. The one thing I forgot to mention that I should have absolutely mentioned.
Yes, continue.
Well, But yeah, basically, if I'm not mistaken, and as I keep stalling so I can bring up the website on my computer because I forgot to pull up the tab and I'm currently trying to not have dead air by... Here we go. So basically, so we have brought back the fixed the inside of my mind sticker.
Mm-hmm.
We've brought back the don't block the MDF sticker.
Mm-hmm.
But the lovable nerd and a brand new Mike's 4-pack.
Yes, so you can get the faces of Radio Mike, Editor Mike, Siggy Mike, and Intern Mike in a 4-pack. So what is the URL to get to, Pat? Where do people go if they want? So here's the thing. You can still buy a sticker pack on radiomike.com.au. You can still get merch there. Would love for you to pick up some stickers. There's lots of them, but you can also go to Redbubble because I think they're probably a little bit cheaper there and they're on demand. So they're coming straight from Redbubble. Is that correct, Pat?
That's correct. Yeah, so Redbubble take care of all the manufacturing and the shipping. Mm-hmm. All that we have to do is just upload the design and then we get a little cut.
The listeners don't care about that. The listeners don't care about that. Just tell them where... If they are interested in supporting the show and they want to buy some stickers, where can they go?
You can go to... let me just double check here. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Heaps of faith in this one employee, obviously. You can go to radiomicshop.redbubble.com.
radiomicshop.redbubble.com. If you want to support the show and buy some stickers, feel free to do so. Pat, thank you very much. I think that basically explains it. I'll move on with the pod.
Pretty much. Enjoy the rest of the podcast, everybody.
Catch Pat on the Patreon exclusive podcast, only for Patreons. See you, Pat. Bye. Okay, so there you go. We're just going to be... You can still go to radiomike.com.au if you want to pick up some merch. If you do want to support the show as a one-off instead of the Patreon, feel free to get some stickers. They are really good quality stickers, so I would love for you to check them out. Thanks, Pat, for setting that up. I kind of understand it now. Okay, we're still in lockdown here in Melbourne and Sydney, and like, this is definitely the most depressing lockdown of all of the lockdowns that we've had so far. And one of the things that I thought was really funny is that Daniel Andrews, Premier of Victoria, have talked about him on this podcast before, did kind of make this speech about how, basically, I think a lot of people misunderstood it. He said if 70% of Victorians have their first dose of a vaccine, which I have, I encourage you to do so too, then restrictions will lift, right? But the main thing about this is it's not that we're coming out of lockdown if that happens, right? It's not actually him saying that we're coming out of lockdown if 70% of Victorians. It's just that some of the current restrictions are going to be lifted. Here's what Daniel Andrews actually said. Take a listen to this.
Everything else has to stay in place until on or about the 23rd of September when we get first dose 70% across our state. That's a significant milestone. And it's at that point that the Chief Health Officer has advised that it will be safe for us to do the following.
Mm.
Expand the 5-kilometre radius to 10 kilometres. It will also be safe for us to extend the time to exercise from 2 hours to 3 hours per day.
Okay. Thank you, Premier Daniel Andrews. So the thing about this is basically what he's saying is that he's setting like September 23rd as a date that things are going to change. Really, not going to change at all, right? Because first of all, I didn't even know that the 5-kilometer thing was still a thing. Not that I'm traveling like 10 kilometers away from home, but I didn't even know that was a thing. Secondly, this is the one that maybe I'm out of the loop. Maybe I'm wrong. The fact that we're increasing the exercise amount of time you're allowed to leave home to exercise. We're increasing the amount of time you're allowed to leave home to go exercise from, get this, from 2 hours to 3 hours. I'll say it again. From 2 hours of exercise to 3 hours. I'm sorry, guys. And again, not the fittest guy out there. And I might be out of the loop. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm open to be corrected. Who's exercising for 3 hours? I'm sorry. I could barely exercise for 1 hour, let alone two. And now I find out we're going to be extended to 3 hours. I can't even go. I can pretty much go for 45 minutes max. Are there people out there who are seriously like doing 2 hours of hard exercise and getting to the end of that 2 hours and being like, oh, that's so bullshit. I just wish I could do another hour. Is anyone doing 3 hours of exercise a day? Surely that's ridiculous. Surely there is nobody in Melbourne who is doing 3 hours of exercise in a day. Am I wrong? Surely it's an hour max. Who's 3 hours? 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24. That's an eighth of your day. Really, if we're breaking it up to 8, 8, 8, right? 8 hours sleep, 8 hours work, 8 hours leisure. You've literally got 5 hours. Like, who is exercising for 3 hours a day? If you exercise, if you have ever exercised for more than 90 minutes, I would like you to write into the show. Because 3 hours of exercise in a day? You could watch a whole Tarantino film in that time. You could watch an entire season of, like, Stranger Things on Netflix. Go for a half hour run, maybe even 20 minutes. What do people do? What do you do when you exercise for 3 hours? What do you actually do? I'm sorry. The idea in my head, me, like, I would consider myself a pretty normal dude. The idea in my head that Daniel Andrews thinks that people are getting to the end of 2 hours of exercise and going, oh, I just wish I could do another hour. Ridiculous. We're never getting out of lockdown. We're never getting out, guys. Speaking of lockdown, and I love this, Nadia Bartel. This episode's called What the Hell, Nadia Bartel. That's because it rhymed and it was funny. Nadia Bartel, to be honest, hadn't even heard of her till before this week. She is a WAG, women and girls in sport. Ex-wife, I believe, of Jimmy Bartel, who, again, don't really know too much about because I'm not a sporty dude, but was apparently an AFL player for Geelong. Whatever. Let's focus on Nadia. In the midst of lockdown and Melbourne's lockdown, Nadia Bartel accidentally, or one of her friends, well, let's go back to the start. Nadia Bartel is photographed or papped buying wine with a friend in the middle of, you know, of lockdown. We're not supposed to be having any gatherings or anything like that. Most of us aren't. Most of us aren't. Some people are. Nadia Bartel is papped buying a box of wine with a friend. Her father comes by her house to visit. Also not allowed. Like, comes into her house. And she is then, a video then is accidentally uploaded to Instagram stories of Nadia Bartel snorting what most of the media is referring to as a white powder off a $1.50 Kmart plate. Now, guys, I know we can't prove that she was snorting cocaine, but, like, I don't think we have to refer to it as a white powder. I think we know what she was snorting. She was snorting cocaine, right? So Nadia Bartel is having some kind of party or gathering at her house during lockdown where it's illegal, where she's snorting cocaine and it gets uploaded to Instagram. Hilarious, right? Just absolutely hilarious. She definitely strikes me as the kind of person who has probably, I don't know, like, I get the idea that she probably thinks she's a little bit better than most people. I'm pretty comfortable saying that. I think she thinks she's sort of above some of the rules, hence why she did this. You know, bloody hell, Dictator Dan can't, maybe he can stop me doing 3 hours of exercise. He can't stop me having my mates over and snorting a bit of coke. Keep in mind, there are a lot of people at the moment who can't go to, like, family funerals, who can't visit sick relatives before they die. Different things like that over the last 2 years that people have just had to cop. But it certainly does feel like if you are rich enough or famous enough, or if you are an AFL player, which kind of goes hand in hand with the other two things, or a relative of an AFL player, you do seem to be above a lot of the rules that the rest of us have to follow. Just saying, whatever. Now, after she's exposed for doing this and breaking the rules, she has been fined. Great. Hilarious. But she does issue an apology on Instagram. And this is the apology. I'll just read it out. This is what she did on an Instagram story. Hi, everyone. Should say she's basically an influencer. She's got a lot of... Sorry, she's not an influenza. She's an influencer. And she has a lot of sponsorship deals, you know, a bunch of followers. Hi, everyone. I've let you all down with my actions. I take full responsibility and I am committed to taking all necessary steps to ensure I make better choices in my future. To my family and friends, my business partners, and the public health workers trying to keep us all safe, I am embarrassed and remorseful. I am truly and deeply sorry. I hope I can earn your forgiveness and, in time, your trust. Now, what I love about this, and I've got to rip into Nadia a bit about this, is I just love how it's such a nondescript, vague non-apology. Like, she never at any point actually acknowledges anything that she's apologizing for. She's never specific about what she's apologizing for, right? She's leaving it ambiguous as to whether she's apologizing for snorting cocaine, which is certainly not something you need to apologize for, right? But I guess it's something that, like, is kind of taboo to be public, even though it's probably very common, right? But she's also leaving it ambiguous as to whether she breached lockdown to do it. She's not actually saying... She's not actually taking responsibility for anything she did. She's just saying, hey, I hope you guys can forgive me in the future. I take full responsibility for my actions. But she never actually says, what I did, having a gathering during lockdown when a lot of people can't do these things and can't see their loved ones and etc., was fundamentally selfish. And I put myself above everyone else and I realized that that was wrong and I want to do better in future. She didn't say that. She doesn't mention anything that she did. It's the most... terrible PR apology ever. I asked for your guys' opinions on this on Instagram, and thank you to the people who replied. A lot of people had a lot to say. Radio Smelling Good said, she's definitely lost touch with the common cokehead. Radio Willy, everyone needs to lay off her. She was just eating her dinner. Radio Chloe, she's only sorry because she was caught. She'd do it again if she didn't get caught. Tend to agree with this because it's been exposed that there is a bunch of wags who are having cocaine parties during lockdown secretly and getting drugs delivered to their door, which I find hilarious. It does seem to be like if you're a woman who has been involved with an AFL player, you seem to have this ego and you think you're better than everyone else. Interesting. Radio Sid Windu. I don't know who this person is, but the apology could not be more boilerplate, which means like cliche. One of my favorites, and I'll just check if there's any more while I've got my phone next to me, see if there's any more coming in on the Insta. What do we got here? What do we got? Rich and entitled, not sincere, reads very insincere, and PR vibes. That's from Rosalie and Steph. She's sorry she got caught. Change your last name, love. You're not with him anymore. Pinata head. Luna Toons. The only mutuals I have with her are pretty girls who would have been mean to me in high school. Says a lot. No more supporting the cartel for Bartel. I really like all of these. Feels like it was written by a first year PR student. An absolute snort fest. I mean, snore. And finally, from Radio Chris, possibly my favourite, in regards to Nadia Bartel's apology, Chris says, seems like nothing more than a few more poor quality lines that lack substance. So that's Nadia Bartel. I was actually lucky enough, and I realise this is a bit of a scoop, so hopefully this drives listenership, but I was actually lucky enough to get an interview with Nadia Bartel to kind of clear the air, figure out sort of what was going through her mind and how she's going now and, you know, just ask her about the cocaine and the $1.50 Kmart plate. Look, this is really exclusive. She said I was allowed to publish it. So here's my interview with Nadia Bartel. Hey, Nadia, thank you so much for joining me. I understand it's been a huge week for you. Could you just start off, we'll start with some just easy questions. How did you feel when the cocaine got into your system?
Cloud nine.
Cloud nine. Nice, we've all been there. Hey, the media's reporting on you snorting the cocaine off a $1.50 Kmart plate. Did you buy that plate separately, or is that something that the dealer's throwing in?
This actually comes with every purchase.
Okay, every single purchase comes with a complimentary $1.50 Kmart plate. That's really good. The cocaine seemed like it was of pretty good quality. Can you tell me a little bit about the product?
So this is one of my favourite products in the whole wide world. Okay. It's made in Italy.
Oh, wow. Some Italian cocaine. That's pretty good. It's come from halfway across the world. Did your dealer have multiple drugs for you, or like, did you just want cocaine?
Because she came over here with like a big box full of samples. I actually love so many of them.
Okay, that's good. Good to have like a dealer who deals in all kinds of drugs, not just one, so you can sort of decide what you want to get on the night. It seems like with the lockdown cocaine party, it felt like it was really organised and planned out. Would you agree with that?
It's the most organised I've been in a long time.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. What do you think, in that case, is the most important thing to remember when hosting a cocaine lockdown party?
It's just important to sort of really bring along as much as you can, because mm-hmm. I think you don't want to be stuck with not enough stuff to entertain with.
Okay, yeah, good point. So bring along as much cocaine as you can. It looked like you did do that. You did issue an apology after you were caught out doing cocaine and breaching lockdown rules to do so with your friends. You did say you were going to try to do better. Do you stand by those comments? Do you think you will try to do better?
The reality is, I think it's so much easier to say you're going to do that, but then when you've got kids and the rest of it, it's really difficult.
Totally understand. Hey, Nadia, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you're all good. See you later. One quick follow-up from last week. I was talking about Spider-Man No Way Home, the trailer launch last week, and I was talking about whether or not I thought that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield will appear in the movie. I thought they almost definitely would appear. Got an interesting one here from Radio Cass, longtime listener, possibly a radio superstar from the old days of the podcast, but can't remember. I was just listening to the podcast and I gotta say, more than anything, I would love for the original two Spider-Mans, should probably be Spider-Man, but whatever, to appear. It would be amazing. But is it just me or is the timing for everything confusing? I can't remember if you're a Marvel geek as well, but No Way Home is based right after Far From Home, 7 months after the events of Endgame. WandaVision is 3 or 4 weeks after Endgame. Everybody talks about how Wanda was seen opening the multiverse, and if you line up the end of Loki and WandaVision, it makes more sense that that is the case. Obviously, it's all speculation on the internet, but after watching Far From Home again, I kind of don't see how it all links up. In the trailer, they make it sound like Doctor Strange opens it up. Maybe I'm missing something, but right now I'm a little confused on who opened the multiverse. I'm pretty sure, based on the trailer, it's Doctor Strange in this movie that opens the multiverse, but also Loki, if you haven't seen Loki, spoilers, but the ending of Loki suggests that the multiverse is already somewhat opened and starts playing with the multiverse a little bit. Keen to hear people's thoughts on this. I'm not a massive, like, I'm not super into the Marvel lore, but I follow it and I like the movies and stuff, so I also, the only Marvel movie I haven't seen now is Captain America, The Winter Soldier. That's the only one I've never seen. So I should watch this month. And I talk a little bit about Black Widow in the upcoming episode of Mike's Monthly Movies. So if you're into Marvel, there's a bit of Marvel chat in there. If you're into movies, go watch it. It'll be up hopefully this week. Okay. The grilled competition has taken an interesting turn. If you have been following the podcast for a while, basically I just did a bunch of free marketing for Grilled, got a lot of traction for it. Grilled started messaging me, and I basically said they owed me $85, which is definitely underballing for all of my work. And they agreed to sponsor the podcast and sponsor a giveaway. Basically how it works is you submit some fan art or a meme about me and Grilled. You could be in the running to win $85 worth of Grilled. I have noticed, interestingly, that the Grilled social media person seems to think that I owe them $86. I'm not sure where that's coming from. I don't know what that means. But as far as I am aware, Grilled does owe me $85, which I'm giving away as Grilled credit. The competition will run for a little bit longer. Keep your submissions coming. If you're watching the video version of this podcast, which you can on the YouTube, as I already mentioned, you might have noticed that there is a pink bag on the couch that I sit on to do this podcast. Maybe you've just thought, oh, Mike's just left something there. Maybe you've thought, what is the pink bag? What's Mike doing with it? Is it part of the podcast? Is it an accident? Well, I'll have you know that the pink bag was delivered to my workplace, and I believe it is something to do with the podcast. I have not looked at what's in the pink bag, but someone did message me to say that they sent me something that is a Grilled submission. Now, this is going to be really interesting. I've decided there has been a few submissions already, one great one of a watercolor Mike hugging a hamburger, but I am going to officially unwrap slash unbox slash unbag this pink bag. If you're listening to the audio, here's the sound that the bag makes when I move it around. Okay, it seems like there's an article of clothing in it. I'm now going to take out the article of clothing. This is from Radio Hazel. Welcome to the RF. I've taken it out. I'll describe it for you guys. The bag is now empty. It is a sort of red burgundy kind of shirt, t-shirt probably, and I'm unwrapping it. Oh, okay. It's a large t-shirt. It's a large burgundy t-shirt that is in Grilled. It's probably the Grilled colors. I don't know because I don't go to Grilled. And on the front of the t-shirt, embroidered or like, yeah, in good quality, is instead of Grilled, it says Mic'd. So someone has actually made this t-shirt, a Grilled uniform t-shirt that instead of Grilled says Mic'd. M-I-K-E apostrophe D, kind of reminds me of Jemai from Summer Heights High. My name's Jemai, J-A apostrophe M-I-E. Weird name, I know, but you'll get used to it. It's a Mic'd shirt. I kind of feel like I should put this on. So I'm going to step out of the frame because I don't want to take my shirt off on the camera because it'll obviously be a bit of a thirst trap. So I'll take the mic with me and I'm out of the frame now and I'm going to live narrate me putting the shirt on. Okay, so I'm wearing a Makita shirt at the moment. Taking off the Makita shirt, I currently have no shirt on. So, girls, use your imagination. I'm sure you really want me to step in front of the camera right now, but look, I'm going to leave. Some things are better left to the imagination. I'm going to pop the Mic'd shirt on. It is a large shirt. It fits really well, maybe just a tiny bit long, but it does fit really well. And I'm going to step back into the frame. Sorry, ladies, you didn't get to see that. There you go. It's the Mic'd t-shirt. Stepping into the camera now for video viewers, Mic'd. How good. That is a very good submission. I'm feeling this between this and the watercolor. We may have a tie on our hands here because I love both of them. Maybe I'll put it to a vote or something like that, but I might just give away $85 to two people. I'm sure Grilled hasn't approved it, but I'm sure they'll give me $170 to work with instead of $160. Thank you so much, Radio Hazel. I love it. It is awesome. Thank you so, so much. I'm going to wear this everywhere, Mic'd. Here's a question. Should we sell these? Oh, I left my... Where's my cap? I took my cap off before. It's over there. Okay. Should we sell these as official merch? Would you wear a Mic'd shirt? Have a look on the video version. I'll post a picture of it as well on my Insta. Let me know if you'd wear one. Okay. Another thing I need to talk about is 1-800-GET-FUCKED. The official hotline of the podcast. Already talked about it. Always feel free to drop an audio message there or just record an audio message and attach it to an email if you'd prefer. 1-800-GET-FUCKED, obviously. A few weeks ago, I did a TikTok made by Pat about it. It went viral. I got over 1,000 calls to the hotline. It is now clogging up my inbox every day. And it seems like people are spreading it. Like people are going to their friends, oh, call this number. It's so funny. And then it's just multiplying like a pandemic, like a virus. It is spreading, right? Sort of like Nadia Bartel's video that she put up of her snorting cocaine, viral, right? So is 1-800-GET-FUCKED. And here are some of the best voice messages I've had this week.
Yo, man, I just saw you on TikTok and I don't know what your podcast is, but the hotline is pretty fucking sick. So shout out to your podcast, man. It's pretty fucking lit. I hope it gets a lot of views. So, yeah. All right. Well, see you later. Bye.
See you later. I don't know if that was that person's real voice, but also lots of people who were just like, yeah, I haven't heard your podcast, but the phone number's pretty funny, I guess. So I hope people listen. Hope a few people are converting into listeners. Also got one, just a pretty normal one.
This is great. Well done. Touche. I would also like to leave a message. Get fucked from Elwood, Melbourne. Thanks.
Thank you, Elwood, Melbourne. This one made me laugh a little bit.
Oh, I love this. I've just seen the TikTok and I've had to do it. I love this. Thank you for doing this. And you guys are comedic geniuses for doing this. I love you guys. Thanks.
The thing I loved about that one is this guy has seen the TikTok, which is just me talking about 1-800-GET-FUCKED. He's called the number and he said, you guys are comedic geniuses. You guys crack me up. You guys are awesome. So maybe he thinks I'm like a duo, a comedic duo, and maybe the other guy just wasn't in the video, but he's clearly very confused, saying, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. I'm a one person. I'm a guy, not a guys. But thank you for writing in. And celebrity endorsement of the phone number got this message.
Hey, Radio Mike, it's Dave Lee Down Under here from the Dave Lee Down Under podcast.
And old man Rick.
How's it going? Hey, we're just ringing you. I saw your post about how your hotline got absolutely slammed with people telling you to get fucked, so we thought we'd get in on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
hey, Radio Mike.
Get fucked. See you later, mate. Have a good one.
Oh, sorry. That is friend of the show, Dave Lee from Dave Lee Down Under, and his dad, Rick Lee, who do the Dave Lee Down Under podcast, which I highly recommend, by the way, if you're into like pop culture, particularly like Marvel stuff, really good discussion on that. And Rick is Dave's dad, as I said, and he's great on the podcast as well. So Dave has been on Mike Talks. He was the first ever guest on Mike Talks probably about a year ago now. And that was awesome. Go and check out Mike Talks. It's on this feed. Just type in Mike Talks. There's chats there with Dave, Luke Kidgel, Ruben Solo, Broden Kelly from Auntie Donna, Ryan Shelton, Jack Post, Alice Tovey, a bunch of really cool people. And I do want to pick up Mike Talks again as soon as lockdown is over. One more thing for this episode. It might be a slightly shorter episode this week, but I appreciate you listening as always. Patreon.com/RadioMike. If you want a little bit more content, here's what I want to talk about at the moment. There's a, I live in Kensington, which is sort of like a northern suburb of Melbourne. It's right next to North Melbourne and like Flemington and Ascot Vale. And, very lucky, live in a really nice house that we do pay through the roof for. Help pay my rent, guys. Patreon.com. Live in a really nice, modern, renovated house. And there's a local landmark kind of thing in Kensington. If you're from Kensington, let me know. You'll probably know this landmark. If you're not, you can Google it. It'll come up. Google the Kensington Duck Mural. I'm going to Google it just to make sure it comes up. Kensington Duck Mural. Yep, it comes up. And so does the thing I want to talk about, interestingly. Okay, so basically the Kensington Duck Mural is this big mural on the side of a house in Kensington that is this big painting of a bunch of ducks on the sand at a beach. I'll hold it up. I won't hold it up. Just Google it. Recently, and it's a beautiful mural, it's huge, it's just in an inner suburban area, lots of families and kids walk past, there's a school up the road from it, I live not far from it, lots of families and kids walk past it and look and take photos and stuff, whoever lives there must get distracted, but yeah, there's this big mural, I don't know if it belongs to the house or if it belongs to the council or who operates it, who did it, whatever, I don't know. Recently, though, and you'll see this when you Google it, the duck mural was vandalized and someone, some naughty, naughty graffiti artist, has drawn on every single one of the ducks on the duck mural a pair of titties. Boobs, buzzies, breasts, boobies, whatever you want to call them. All of these ducks have, you know, a very diverse set of breasts. Take a look. If you type in Kensington duck mural, this was actually picked up by the ABC. Kensington duck mural vandalism angers some locals and quacks others up. commissioned by a resident and painted by artist Hisco before Melbourne's second lockdown, the mural on the corner of White and McConnell Streets depicts several ducks running on a beach. I should definitely try and get in touch with the artist to see what he thinks about it, but, like, it's a really funny photo, which I will put on the screen for video viewers. I just love the boobs on the ducks. It is really funny. And not only is the graffiti has now been washed off, I assume a lot of people complained, as this article suggests, and it's been washed off, it's been cleaned off. And this is seriously like a huge thing in the neighborhood. Lots of people love this duck mural. Turns out a year ago, most likely the same artist also drew boobs on the duck. The ducks with red boobs this time. I'm going to post a picture of it on my Instagram this week, and I want a poll, right? I'm going to do a poll. Because here's my thing. Here's my thing. Just as someone in the neighborhood, I know if you're not from Kensington, you probably don't care. But as someone in the neighborhood, I want to put it out there. Is this guy, this boob graffitier, this titty graffitier, this graffiti man, he's probably going to just keep doing it. He's done it 2 years in a row. It gets washed off. He does it again. He draws the boobs on the ducks. Is he going to keep offending? Most likely. Is it going to become a costly thing, right? Is it going to become a costly thing to keep paying someone to remove the graffiti? Also probably. Do we want to lose the duck mural, right? Because I'm thinking if you're responsible for it, you're like, oh, it's becoming too expensive to maintain the duck mural. People are going to graffiti it. We have to pay to get the graffiti removed. Let's just paint over it, get rid of it. Sad day for Kensington if that happens. So here's my thing. Go to my Instagram to vote. Should we petition for the boobs to be a permanent fixture on the ducks? Should the ducks have boobs? Should that be a part of the painting? Go have a look at it on Google. Should that be a part of the painting? Should we just have boobs on the ducks? Maybe kids need to learn about boobs. I'm sure they already know. Let me know. It's a very funny story. It made ABC News. Kind of like it because it's a little local landmark. Right around the corner from Chicken Episode 2.0 as well. We got chicken, we got ducks, we got everything here in Kensington. It's a great, great little suburb of Melbourne. Hey guys, let's finish up with this. Psst, the plug! I've kind of plugged pretty much everything, but radio.mike on Instagram, lots of content going up there. You can watch all the Mike Check episodes. You can also follow me on TikTok and YouTube. Subscribe. As I said, all my series are going to be up there. If you like me, subscribe to the YouTube. Patreon.com/RadioMike, as little as $1 a month. Or if you want to do a one-off donation, RadioMikeShop.redbubble.com. If you want to get some stickers, one-off donation, PayPal.me/itsRadioMike. Keeps the lights on here. Keeps me being able to pay Pat to do the stuff he's doing that helps grow the show. I was recently a guest on a podcast, which is not out yet, but there is a link in the description to every podcast that has all of the sort of other people's podcasts that I've been a guest on. So I'd love for you to go and listen to them, check them out, and I'll obviously talk more about this new one coming up soon, but it will be in that playlist as well. Any messages, radiomikepod@gmail.com, radio.mike on Insta, 1-800-438-353. But aside from that, that's pretty much it. My name's been Radio Mike. This has been The Inside of My Mind. Don't block the MDF. I'm a very kind young man. Some of your older staff could learn a lot from me. See you in the Dream Factory. Don't lie to me because I'll see you. And Will Kennedy, finish your farm project immediately. Catch you later. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.